Masechtas Bava Basra, Daf Lamed, 7 lines from the bottom of Daf Chaf Tesam and Beis. And our Gemara will begin with a series of questions, which will continue until Daf Lamed Dalam and Beis. And when discussing these sugyas, we will refer to Toyin as the Ma'ara or the Marakama or to Ruvain. And when discussing the Nitan, we will refer to him as the Musik or the Lekeach or simply as Shimon. And the Gemara begins with its first Shaila, Huda Amalei L'chavri, my boys by Beisa. If Ruvain said to Shimon, what are you doing in my house? Amalei, and Shimon responds to Ruvain, Minoch Savinte V'ach, that I bought it from you, and I used the house for 3 years, and therefore I have a chazaka on this house. And as Rashbam adds in, vavati shtari, and I lost my shtar, v'atalei mechisali shezdar b'shtari, and since you weren't meicha, therefore I wasn't warned, and I didn't guard my shtar. And the Ritva makes a comment that kol hecha da'ama b'hani uvdi, in all our cases where we will say, shamachzik toyin shnei chazaka yishtar, where the machzik is toyin that he used this field, or used the house for the years of chazaka, or he has a shtar, it must be that the Ma'ara actually had Edim that it belonged to his father or that it belonged to him originally, as if not for that fact, then the Machzik would not have to bring any Rayas, as why would the Ma'ara be believed over the Machzik? And the Gemara continues, the Ma'ara said to the Machzik, I was always living in this home and I was in the back part of this house, and in order to get out of the house, I would have to walk through your area, and therefore I didn't feel I have to be Ma'ara, as you weren't using the home exclusively, and therefore there was no need for me to be ma'ara or to be meicha. And as Rashbam says, "Ana b'shchuni gavoy havoy b'chador ma'pim ha'is ikedi rasi v'yisi oy v'derech alecha mishtamish imcha v'beis achitz and shedarta boy b'shusi v'lkach loy mechisi." And since you were there only because I gave you permission to be there, therefore I wasn't meicha. But by the fact that you didn't use this area exclusively, therefore you don't have a proper chazaka, and you should have kept your shtar as a shtar raya. And Rabban is bothered that l'chira just because someone is able to walk through someone else's home, not a raya that they actually own this home and they only gave permission for them to be there, as the maisa we find that someone may sell a house to someone and leave themselves a right of way to go through the house in order to exit their own home. And because of this question, other Rishonim learned this Gemara differently, and we will try to get back to this point in a moment. And the Gemara continues, also the Kamidu Rav Nachman, so they came in front of Rav Nachman to ask a shayla, and Amalei and Rav Nachman responded to the machzik, Zil Burachi Lascha, that you don't have a proper chazaka, and the only way that you will have a proper chazaka is be able to clarify your chazaka and be able to prove that you lived in this house alone and Reuven did not have any right of way and wasn't walking through your home. And as Rashbam states, Havei Edim Shedakar Vayis Levatcha Gimel Shonim B'loi Oysi Shabayim Cha Kedin Kol Chaskas Gimel Shonim Tzitzorach Havei Edim Shechzibo Chazaka Gmura, and you have to bring a raya that you had a proper chazaka. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Rava, and Rava responds to Rav Nachman, Dina Hachi, is this din really proper? Certainly this din should be Hamleisi Mechaber Over Raya. And in reality, Shimon has a proper chazaka, as l'maisa he has edim that he lived in this house for 3 years. And if the Ma'ara now wants to claim that he was walking through this house, then he has to bring the raya that he was walking through. And as Rashbam states, l'ma'ara l'havi raya sh'nishtamish imay v'sfir l'rava d'kima sh'ro edim l'zeh muxtik sh'nishtamish b'shol shadim, that since there are edim that actually stated that Shimon lived in this house for 3 years, in long lach l'shem gam zeh haya imay, there's no reason to be choshish that maybe Reuven was also living there, since we didn't hear this taina up until today. And as Ritva stated, Rashbam continues, that the only time that this shaila is actually going to be relevant is only in a case where the ma'ara actually has edim that this house originally belonged to him. However, if there weren't edim, then even Rav Nachman would be moida, that certainly Shimon would be neman without even bringing any raya. And the reason is, shapesha also who Shimon could have really responded that he always owned this home, and therefore if he says that I actually bought it from Reuven, then Shimon will be Neman. And we just learned this case and the sugya according to the sheet of the Rashbam. However, and I had a path through your house, and Taisus explains, it must be that Reuven had edim that he actually lived in an inner room of this home. However, the Edom did not know in which path he would go out of the house, as there were multiple exits from this home, and that's why there was a shayla if Reuven actually had a proper chazaka or not. And Taisa continues, the iloyoy le'edim klal, as if Reuven did not have any edim to have b'shkunin gavoy, that he actually lived in this home at all. How could it be Rab Nachman actually state that the muchzik has to bring a raya? The otu yeshlan le'edim chazaka le'edim shloheri ma'ar b'isabayis kol shol shanim. Do you think that every time someone brings edim chazaka, they have to know every detail about the chazaka, and they have to know that the ma'ar wasn't in that area and didn't live in the home at all? Of course, they only have to say edus that we know that Shimon was machzik and he used this house for 3 years. And Taz continues that, do you think vim yoyma ma'ara, that if the ma'ar would claim hayisim choshtei yamim, that I was with you in this home for 2 days, be'in l'choshal sham shlemos, and you don't have a complete 3 years of chazaka, be'edim edim yoydim, that the witnesses don't know anything about it, yafsid, that Shimon would lose out and the ma'ar would win? And certainly that doesn't make sense. The Rashba brings down another pshat in al-Gemara, and he brings down from the Rif that Pirish, when it states in al-Gemara that he stated he was b'shkunin gavoy be'eretz murachim ha'yisib ba'isashah sh'atatayin shemachati loy v'lo yicholti l'moichulach, and Reuven tells Shimon that although you're claiming that you bought this house for me, but it's impossible that you did so, as at the time that you're claiming that you bought the house, I was actually out of town, and therefore it's impossible that this transaction actually occurred. And the Gemara continues, v'rami d'rav ad rava, v'rami d'rav nachman ad rav nachman. Let us ask a question and a stira on the words of Rava from a different din where Rava stated just opposite. And similarly, we'll ask a question on Rav Nachman, and Rava over here stated that we actually passing like Shimon, and Rav Nachman passing that Reuven wins. And the Gemara continues that we have another case where they passing just opposite, and we continue on Daf Lamed Amid Aleph, Hahuda Amalei L'Chavrei Kol Nichsa D'Bei Basisim Azim Miloch, that a Reuven said to Shimon that all the Nechosim that I purchased from Basisim I am selling to you. And Reuven and Shimon made proper Kinyonim, and therefore Shimon was Koina all the Sodais that Reuven bought from Bei Basisim. However, Havalei Ahua Aro Davi Mikru D'Bei Basisim, there was one parcel of land which was called the Bei Basisim, and Amalei Holab D'Bei Basisim he, and Reuven says to Shimon that this parcel was not included in the sale, as it's really not a piece of land I bought from Bei Basisim, Mikru D'Mikru D'Bei Basisim, and it was just called the Bei Basisim. As Rashbam explains, that Reuven claimed that this was the name of this parcel of land, even though I never purchased it from Bei Basisim, and maybe my forefathers actually bought it from a family Basisim, and therefore it had the name of Bei Basisim, but ultimately that is not included in the sale, as our deal was that I'm only selling you those parcels of land that I bought directly from Bei Basisim. And as Rashbam points out, in Divrei Masel Mikri to Bei Basisim kach koyloi be'in yedua, and it was not known in Konim Bei Basisim l'fikach nekras kein, it's not known if Reuven actually bought this land from Bei Basisim, and that's why it was called the Bei Basisim. Or kach shema ba'ilam v'yirusha hiloi na'avisav. The Gemara continues, asal kamedra Nachman, so they came in Iska Shaila from Nachman, and uklo biyad l'kech, and even though previously Rav Nachman said that the Moichel was correct and the Lekech had to bring a raya, however, over here Rav Nachman stated that the Lekech has a right to this field and the Moichel has to bring a raya that this field was only called the Bei Basisim. Amalei Rav, and Rav responds to Rav Nachman, Dina Hachi, is the din really this way, but the din should be Hamitzim Mechaber all over raya, and therefore Rav held that the Moichel should be able to keep the Sada. The only way that Shimon will be able to get this possible land is if he brought Edim or some sort of a raya that Reuven actually bought this field directly from Bei Basisim. Therefore, the Gemara is the stira kasha de Rav ad Rav and kasha Rav Nachman ad Rav Nachman. And as Rashi says, to le'el mukalor Rav Nachman biyad meicha and Rav biyad lekeach b'hocha ipcha. And l'chayra, the Gemara's teretz is going to be pashut, but the Gemara wanted to clarify exactly what the shita of Rav and Rav Nachman was. And as the Gemara explained, the Rav ad Rav le kasha hasan meicha koy b'nichsei hocha lekeach koy b'nichsei, that there is no stira on the different psakim on Rav, and certainly Rav always goes based on whoever is muchzik, and therefore he stated hamitzim mechaber l'raya. In the two different cases that we just brought, there was a different person that was muchzik, as in the case of Nichsi de Basisin, then the Meichel was the muchzik, as he was the one who is certainly the Murakamo, and therefore Rav Paskin, that if Shimon wants to take this parcel of land, then he has to bring a raya that this specific parcel of land was sold to Reuven by Bei Basisin. However, in the case where Reuven claimed that I was actually using the house alongside you, as I was Bishkunin Gavoy, so in that case, since Shimon already brought Edim, that he was actually a muchzik in the bias, as he used the bias for 3 years, therefore Shimon's considered a muchzik, and if Reuven wants to evict Shimon out of this house, then Reuven has to bring a raya that he was b'shkuni gavoi. Gemara continues, Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman namin lekasha, and there's no stira in the psakim of Nachman, as hasam kib na'omalei de bei basisin, mikri de bei basisin, alada de rami leglulei de lab de bei basisin he, as since in this case, this piece of land is called bei basisin, certainly it makes more sense that the reason why it's called bei basisin is because the bei basisin actually sold hold this parcel of land to Reuven. And it's even more muchach that that is the case, since Lemaisa Reuven had many parcels of land that he sold to Shimon, which were also called Beit Barsisin. Therefore, if Reuven wants to claim that this one specific parcel of land, even though it was called Beit Barsisin, was not actually purchased directly from Beit Barsisin, then Reuven has to bring a raya, and Shimon does not have to bring a raya. However, Aval Hacha, but in the case of Shkuni Gavoi, Lo Yehei El Nakat Shtara, Lo Yamin Lei Kaim Shtacha, the Kubanichsei, that even if there would be a case where Reuven came to Shimon, brought Eden that he was the Marakamo, and he says to Shimon, my boy is by Besa, what are you doing in my house? And Shimon pulls out a shtar and shows Reuven and shows Bezdin that he actually bought this house from Reuven. Certainly that would not be the end of the case, and certainly Reuven could claim to Shimon that I want you to bring Edim and I want you to bring a raya, that this shtar is actually a valid shtar, and you would have to be Mekayim the shtar and certify your shtar. And otherwise, certainly Reuven could evict Shimon. Therefore, as Rashbam points out, the chazaka shel shol shashonim b'mokam shtari bo, and the chazaka of 3 years is b'mokam shtar, u'me'achash ha'moich ma'arla chazaka, she'ine chazaka. And since Reuven is claiming that although you brought Edim, that you actually muxed for 3 years, but l'maisa, I'm being ma'ara on your chazaka, and I'm claiming that you didn't perform the chazaka properly, then therefore Shimon would have to bring a raya that his chazaka was done properly, and Reuven was not living there together with him. And keep in mind that in the Shaila B'negei Nichsei Beit Barsisin, the Rashbam points out that certainly the claim of Shimon is not that I bought all of your sodes, and even if it's only called Nichsei Beit Barsisin, and even if you didn't buy it from Barsisin, as Rashbam points out, at the end of Diva Masal Kivan, the Hapshita Lon, the Haida Amalei Nichsei Beit Barsisin, as is Rini Locha, Hachik Amat, Nichasei Shekinisi V'menu, V'lei Nichasei Shalei Kinisi V'menu, and Afal Pish, and Akroim Kain, Kach Nerois, Hashita, Ayin Shom. And let's see the end of the Rashbam, Diva Masal, Milo Yaminalei Kaim Shtarcha, where Rashbam states, of Hadi Trey of the Sphere Lon Krav Nachman, the Hachas HaKavasa Bidinei, and in both of these cases, we actually pass the Krav Nachman, because the Halacha follows Rav Nachman in any case of Dinim, Chaim Paiskin, Pirusha, Rabbein Hananel, Ishroimi, Ayin Shom, and Ayin the Rashba, when he discussed the Sugya of Shchunin Gavoi, where he states, V'kaim Lon Krav Nachman, B'hadi Trey of the B'hol, V'idach Rabbein Sisin, that we pass the Lon Krav Nachman in both of these cases, the Oysa Shosh, Rechoy Grovim, Talmud Yashil in front of Hoya, that at the time that Rebbe actually was Chaylik on Rav Nachman, he was actually a Talmud that was sitting in front of Rav Nachman. He brings a Raya, because the Gemara stated, Omalei Rava, Dina Hachi, that Rava asked Rav Nachman, is the din really like this? And V'lo Yamina, the Gemara did not just say simply that Rava Omad, that Rava is Chaylik Rav Nachman, and states, Hamaytim Mechaveri over Raya. By the fact that the Gemara brought down Rava, that he was speaking in a more Bakavadik Lashon to Rav Nachman, therefore it's Muchach, that Rava at this point was a Talmud of Rav Nachman, and therefore we pass on Rav Nachman, and V'ein Halacha, Ketam B'Vakam Harav, Ayin Shom. Finally, let's point out that the Rashba explains when the Gemara states, Lo Yehei El Denakash Shtara, which is mashmo that if someone has a shtar, it's a greater riot than if someone has a chazaka. Zok the Rashba, Oy Pirish Uzal, the Hori Kama, my time on Rabbanon, the Tal Le Chazaka, the Pish Hazel Le Pasha Kishloi Niz Bishtari, the Tfei Mitrashnin Le Mizdar Inch Bishtari, and Lo Yehei El Denakash Shtara, and therefore we see that a chazaka really takes the place of a shtar, and therefore Lo Yehei El Denakash Shtara, and if he would actually have the shtar, the Hashtar Le Pasha Beklum, and certainly was not Peshe, and he didn't lose the shtar at all, the shtar Biyadahu, therefore, Kolshkin the Chazaka, the Mekhech Shtar, Ka'asya. And the Gemara continues with the second case, Benigea, the Din of Chazaka, Ahuda Omalil Chavri, my boys by Besa, that if Reuven says to Shimon, what are you doing in my house? As Rashbam states, Shakol Yoidin Shashlihaya, that everyone knows that this house belonged to me, and it seems from Rashbam that Reuven did not bring any Edim, that he actually was the Marakama, even though the Ritva states, in all our cases, we're talking about a scenario where there are Edim, that Reuven is the Marakama, and this house belonged to his family, and he received it mikayach yirusha. And tzarich bia, why did Rashbam say shakol yoidin sheshlihaya? The Gemara continues. Amalei and Shimon responds to Reuven, minoch zavente v'achalti shnei chazaka. I actually bought this house from you, and I already used this house for 3 years, and I have a chazaka on the house. And Amalei and Reuven responds to Shimon, b'shuki broy havoi, that I was in marketplaces and I was traveling, and therefore I didn't hear and I didn't know that you were actually living in my house. And therefore I was unaware that I had to be meicha. And even though we learned previously, b'negei the din of mecha, that mecha shloi b'ponav have mecha, because chavra de chavra v'chavra de chavra islay, we also saw a svara previously that certainly if there's a call b'negei mecha, then there's certainly going to be mecha that someone was machzik in someone else's property. And therefore, how could Reuven claim that I didn't hear about your chazaka? Ashbam states be'eretz merachkim mokim she'in hashiras mitzures, that Reuven claimed that I traveled to a distant marketplace and it was a place where caravans didn't travel back and forth from. And therefore I didn't know about it, and therefore I was a Mecha. And Rashbam continues with Tanam Pirkin, and as we will learn in the Mishnah Daf Lamed Ches, Hayi Bihuda Behirsa Begol Ina Chazaka Ad Shehi Imay Bemindina Ba'isa Machos Davish Yaris Mitzuyes Inam Ikalukma B'Shas Chirim Ba'Fil Ba'isa Medina. Or we could say we're talking about an area where even though you were in the same country, but there were closed borders between different areas, as we will see. Kol Kamon B'Hai Pirkin V'Chem Pirshu Hagayinim V'Chem Pirsh Rach Al Machos Shiyar Shiras Mitzuyim V'Lek Chirim Loi Matzi Toin Nachi. But certainly, if it was a place where there was Shiyaris Mitzuyes, or there wasn't an embargo, then certainly we would not be able to claim that at that time I was Bishuke Barai. The Gemara continues, Amalei, that Shimon responds to Ruvain, but Isli Sadi, the Chol Shasa have Asas Tosin Naimin, that I have Edim, that every single year you would come to this town for 30 days, and therefore you should have found out that I was using your home, and you should have been Meicha. Amalei, Ruvain responds to Shimon, that although it's true that I was back in this country, and I was back in the town for 30 days, but Tosin Naimin Bishukai have a Teridna, that for the entire 30 days I was busy with my business, I was busy buying and selling different wares, and therefore I never found out that you were living in my house, and that's why I wasn't Meicha. And Rashbam states, it must be that Reuven had another house in the city, and he lived there for all 30 days, and certainly if he didn't have another house, then certainly he should have lived in this house, and by the fact that he didn't do so, then it would show that he actually doesn't own this house, and it must be that Reuven sold this house to Shimon. And Rashbam continued, and others explained that when Reuven claimed that he didn't mean that I didn't hear about the Mecha, but that even though that's true that when I came back to the city, I actually found out that you were living in my house. However, I was so busy in the marketplace that I didn't have time to make a Mecha, and certainly I don't like this pshat, as certainly when someone finds out that someone is using their home and someone is squatting in their home, then certainly they should make a Mecha, and even more so because when you make a Mecha, it doesn't have to be in front of the actual muchzik, and we know that mecha shalom b'fon of having mecha, therefore it would be very simple for Reuven to make a mecha, and by the fact that he didn't make a mecha, even though he knew about the fact that Shimon was using his house, therefore certainly it shows that he doesn't own the house, and certainly Shimon would be the rightful owner. And the Gemara continues, Am Rava of an inish dechol tosyam in Torah b'shuka, and Rava actually paskin for the marakama, that it makes sense that for 30 days when he was back in town, he didn't have time and he was busy in the marketplace, and therefore he didn't hear about the fact that Reuven was using his house, therefore Shimon's chazaka would not be valid. Before we continue, let's point out that the Gemara stated on Malay that Shimon said to Reuven, "But Isli Sadi the Chol Shosav Osas Tlosin Yamin, that we have Edim that for every single year you would come to town for 30 days and you should have heard about my chazaka and you should have been Meicha." And Ritva points out, "Kushtin Mosanokat, this was actually the case in our scenario and this is actually the truth of the matter. However, the Tlosin Yamin the Shosim Basraisa Havisagi Vafil Bi Anechod, but in reality, even if Shimon would have claimed that you came in the third year for 30 days, that would suffice in order for Shimon's taina to at least be valid that Reuven didn't have a proper chazaka, as he should have heard about the fact that Shimon was being mochzik in his property, and he should have been meicha. And Ritva continues, Inami la'ashmina under Meshum Shnei Shonim Rishonim lo'yavidai, in a case where Shimon would actually claim that Reuven came back to the city in the first 2 years, that that would not suffice. Molei shafilu b'shon ha'shlishis bolakan, if not for the fact that Reuven also came in the third year. And l'chari it's a bit tzarech bia, because in a chinami in the first 2 years, you could say that the reason why Reuven wasn't Meicha was he felt that he had another couple of years in order to be Meicha. However, l'chari, even though Reuven didn't come back in the third year, but ultimately Shimon should have a claim against Reuven that l'chari you had to be Meicha in the third year, as even though you didn't come to the city, but you already knew that I was squatting, and therefore you should have made sure to protect your right by being Meicha. And the lashon of the Muki Yosef is v'im king shi'ishalcha amayla mechisabi bishleimim lebasa el bishnayim rishenim hayis yachleima hayis yisava lovi b'shana shlishis v'limchais amal hashle shabas gam b'shlishis amayla mechisa ayin sham. The Gemara continues with the third scenario, Ahuda amalei l'chavrei my boys by ha'ara, that Reuven says to Shimon, what are you doing in my land? And amalei and Shimon responds to Reuven, meplani zavinta da amalei the zavn minach, I bought this field from Levi and Levi told me that he bought his sada from you, and ayin rabach who's gairis amalei meplani zavinta da zavn minach. And even according to the gears of the Bach, we will still explain the Gemara in the same manner that Shimon responded to Reuven that I bought this sada from Levi and Levi told me that he bought this sada from you. Rashbam points out that in our Gemara, the Gemara does not state that Shimon made a claim to Reuven that chalti shnei chazaka, that I used this sada for 3 years, and therefore Rashbam explains that in Chanami, in our case, we could even be talking about a scenario where Shimon actually pulls out a shtar and he shows Reuven that I actually purchased this sada from Levi. And the Gemara continues, on Malay, that Reuven responds to Shimon, at lav kamoides, that certainly you'll be moida that this land belongs to me. me, as you were just moited that when you bought this sada from Levi, you already knew that Levi told you that this sada originally belonged to me, and we continue on daflam rav, the athletes of intiminoi, and you didn't buy this sada from me, zil labad varm didiat, and since you have no proof that Levi actually bought this sada from me, therefore you have no right to be in this sada, and I can evict you, and amurava and rava states, dina kamale, that in chanami, Reuven has a good taina against Shimon, being that Reuven is clearly the marakamo, therefore Reuven has a right to this field. And the third to top line on the Rashbam states, Vahim Taimo, and this is the reason for Rava, the Kivin the Moid, the Shaloya, a Kaka Matrila, as since Shimon is Moid, that Reuven owned his Kaka, Lemmy Boy Hichle Hixit Bashal Shonim, and certainly in the case where Shimon was not Maxic, and Afil Hixit Bashal Shonim Nami in a Chazoko, and even if Shimon would actually be Maxic for 3 years, it would not be a Chazoko, Mafkin Lamine, and we would take it away from Shimon, the Chazoko Shini Matini, as this is the case of Chazoko Shini Matina, as even though Shimon is claiming that he bought it from Levi, Shahun Eliudea, and Hoysish. As Lamaisa, Shimon did not know if Levi actually owned this sada or not. Therefore, so Shimon has to return this sada to Reuven. And then Shimon will have to go and bring Levi to court and bring Levi to Bezdin in order to get money back from Levi, as Levi sold this field to him improperly. Rashbam continues and is bothered that in this case it seems that Reuven did not have Eidim that he actually owned this sada and that he was the Marakama, as he stated that the reason why we know that it's my sada is because you're moida that it's my sada. And if so, why doesn't Shimon have a migul? Bayama, as Shimon could have said, another vintaminach that I bought the sada directly from Reuven, v'chatishnei chazaka, and I reused the sada for 3 years. And therefore, you should believe when he says that I bought it from Levi and Levi bought it from you. And Rashbam explains that in chenami we may say a migul, but a migul would only help Shimon that we would believe Shimon that he bought it from Levi. But at that point, we would also get stuck, as ultimately we don't know that Levi bought his sada from Reuven, and we have no raya that Levi actually owned the sada, and even Shimon was moida that he doesn't know if Levi actually owned his sada, and it was only based on Levi telling him that he bought his sada from Reuven, Shimon believed that Levi had a right to the sada. Therefore, as Rashbam says, Hilkach kiven hu moidu ma'ara de shaloya isa, hoy does baldin kame idim dami, the gab moidu hu sheini yodeim locha meicholoi mina bailim imlav, the loy toyin de zovim locha moidu di, the gab me'in loy idim shichzba meichel yemechon, and he doesn't even have Edim that the Meicha actually was Machsikid in even one day, Hilka Chifsid, and therefore Shimon will lose out. However, based on this idea, the Rashbam continues, Abel Hichsik Zeh Shol Shonim V'toyim Meplani Zavinta Dizavni Minach Kamoy Didi, and if Shimon actually was Machsik in the Sada for 3 years, and he actually claims that I bought his Sada from Levi, and I know that Levi bought it from you, because I saw that he bought it from you, claiming she had Dati Bebira Shalachim Mincha, and I know certainly that he bought it from you, then Nemon, and Shimon will be Nemon, Migri Bay Oma, Nazavinta Minach, Vachati Shne Chazaka, and Shimon will be believed based on this Chazaka. The Gemara continues with a fourth scenario. Hahuda Amale Lechavi, my boys by Ara. If Reuven said to Shimon, what are you doing in my land? Amale, and Shimon responds to Reuven, Miplani Zavinta, Vachatishne Chazaka, that I bought this field from Levi, and I already used this field for 3 years. And as Rashbam points out, the Inlo Edom Shechzba Isa Mechri Yemechod, that Shimon doesn't have Edom, that Levi was Machzik in this Kaka for at least one day, the Suloi Havi Motzi Toyin, Plani Gazlanhu, Toyin Lekeach, and even though we have a gun that would turn the care, but that is only when we know that he bought it properly from someone that actually had a right to this field. However, since in this case, you don't even know that Levi had any right to this field, therefore we would not be training for Shimon, and therefore Reuven can claim that Levi was a Goslin, and Levi didn't have any rights to the Sada. As the Gemara continues, the Amalei, that Reuven responds to Shimon, planning Gazlanahu, that although you're claiming that you bought his Sada from Levi, but ultimately Levi was a Goslin, and he stole this Sada from me, and therefore we have no rights to Sada, even though you used the Sada for 3 years, it's still a Chazaka She'ini Mataina. And Amalei and Shimon responds to Reuven, but Isli Sadi Dasoy Imlchibach, but Matli Zil Zabin, that I have Edim, that prior to buying this field from Levi, I actually came and seeked your counsel and asked you if I should buy this field from Levi, and you actually told me to go and buy this field from Levi, and therefore it's clear that Levi didn't steal this field from you, as you would have told me at that point I shouldn't have bought the Sada from Levi, as Levi stole the field. And the Gemara states, Amalei, that Reuven responds to Shimon, Hasheni Noichli Harishin Koshi Menu. While it's true that I did give you this advice, but that was only because I wanted to make sure that you actually bought this field from Levi, as I felt that at that point I'll be able to take you to Bezdin and be able to take away this field from you, as I felt that it would be easier to take the field away from you than to take the field away from Levi, who is a tougher person. And the Gemara tells us, Amar Rava, and Rava responds, Dina Kamalei, that in the Chanami Ma'ara actually stated a good taina, and therefore the Ma'ara in this case would win, and Shimon would lose. And the Gemara will continue and bring a machlekes between Admoin and the Chachamim, and the Gemara will want to say that it seemed that Rav is passing like Admoin, and really we should pass like Rabbanon, as when there's a machlekes between Yochiv Rabbim, Halachic Rabbim, and therefore the Gemara is Kaman Ka Admoin, then when Rav passing Din Chomale, and we're passing like the Ma'ara, and Shimon has to give the field back to Reuven, who is he passing like? Is he passing like Admoin? But the Maisa, we should pass like Rabbanon. Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Mesechtes Ksubis, Ha'ir Allah Soda, the Chosim Allah Ba'id, if Reuven is actually Ma'ara on a Soda, and he asks Shimon, my boy is by Ara, as I am the Murakama, we then find out that Shimon actually sold this field to Levi, and Shimon and Levi had a deed, and Reuven actually signed as one of the Edim on this deed between Shimon and Levi. And the Mishnah brings Machlekes, Admoin Oyma Hashem Yinoichli Harishin Kashi Menu, that Reuven could still claim that I'm the Murakama, and even though I signed as a witness onto the Shtar, but ultimately I did so because I felt that it would be easier to go and take this property away from Levi. I didn't want to really fight with you, and that's why I signed on this document. And of course, that's similar to Psak of Rava that he stated didn't come away. Reuven has an ability to tie into the Shimon that the reason why I gave you this advice and I told you to buy the Soda from Levi is because I shenin neichli harishin kosher menu, which is exactly the svar of Admoin. However, the chum mesechtes ksuba state even as chusoy that Reuven loses his rights. And Reuven cannot claim hashenin neichli harishin kosher menu, and therefore it seems that Rava is not like the shita of chumim. And the Gemara responds, afilu tein rabbanon. Really, we could say that Rava holds like Rabbanon, but Hasim Ovedle Maisa Aval Hachadi Bura Oved Inish to Mikra Oma, that the reason why Rabbanon stayed in the case of Mesechus Ksubis, that Reuven would not have a right to say Hashem Nechli Harishin Kashimenu, that is because Reuven actually did something which caused the chalois of a kinyan between Shimon and Levi. He actually was an integral part of the transaction by either signing on the deed between Shimon and Levi or by being involved in the transaction in some other manner. However, in our sugya, where Shimon only claimed to Reuven that you got involved in the transaction, you gave me advice that I should buy this parcel of land from Levi. Since Reuven did not get involved in the chalois of the transaction, and he only spoke to Shimon, and he gave me the advice, so certainly a person will actually give advice to someone in order to benefit himself. Therefore, even the Rabbanan agree that in this case, Reuven could say to Shimon, Hasheni Noichli Harishin Kosher Menu, the reason I gave you advice to buy this parcel from Levi was because you were easier to deal with than Levi, and I wanted to make sure that you had a sado, and I only have to deal with you and not deal with Levi. And when the Gemara stated that Afilu Tein Rabbanan Hasam Oberle Maisa, we explained the words of the Gemara based on Ritva, as Ritva states, Oyme Meiri, Loyme Plin Maisa Chasimo, El Shadov Nigba Bezer, Vuhadin Le'edus Alper, Oyem Nichnas Oriv, Oy Kablin, Ayin Shom. And let us read the Rashbam, 10 lines from the wide lines of the Rashbam, where Rashbam states, Va'afo Pish, Hichzibo Gimel Shonim, Loy Mecha, and even though Shimon was Machzik the Soda for 3 years, and Reuven was not Mecha, Yaf said he will lose out, the Chazok is in Matayni, as this is a Chazok which doesn't have a Taina, Shemoidu, because Shimon is Moidu, Shalalacha Miyadabai, and they didn't buy it from Shimon, Kim Miyad Ishnachri, and he only bought it from Levi, She'in Yidua, Shahilachelipa, Filim Mechad, and Shimon did not know that Levi actually owned this property. And even though generally, by a normal case of Chazok is in Matayna, it's Pasha why Shimon doesn't have a right to the Sada, as Shimon never claimed that he bought it. However, in our case, where Shimon actually bought the Sada from Levi, and he thought that Levi owned it, so the Rashbam is bothered that why is there a problem with Chazok is in Matayna? If Lemaisa Shimon should be able to claim to Reuven that although it's true that I wasn't sure who actually owned this property, but ultimately I did use this Sada for 3 years, and if you really owned it, you should have been Meicha. And as Rashbam says, V'lei matzik toin amai lei micha ma'ara b'tech shalosh, de'heich aminu n'mafsu ma'ara b'shti kosai, haynu heicha de toin idach minaz avinte v'chat t'shnei chazoka, da'ad shal shal mizdar nish b'shtori t'fei lei mizdara, hilkuk zesh lei micha, v'hu lei nizah b'shtori. In the case where Reuven actually wasn't Meicha, and Shimon therefore wasn't careful and didn't keep his shtar raya, therefore the Murakama will lose out. Aval hacha de moide machzik lei minei de ma'ara zavnei, shehu balakaka uve'idim zavna, lehu akeicha shal ma'ara b'shti kosai. And since Shimon is Moida, that he never bought this Kaka from Reuven, therefore there's no reyus in the fact that Reuven was a Meicha. And as we know, Shachazaka Bokim Shtar Mechurasa in Medes, Bekeven the Ein Shtori Moyoloi, and even if he would have a Shtar, that Shtar would not help. Shari Megazlan Lokach, because he bought it from a Gazlan, Af Chaskasa in a Klum, and therefore his Chazaka also doesn't work, and therefore Shimon will lose out, and Reuven didn't have to be Ma'ara. And keep in mind, although he mentioned the Pshar the Ritva, however, the Rashbam states that he did a Maisa, Shachosim Aid, and he signed as an aid, but if he's actually been chayil on the Ritva or not, ayin sham. And the Gemara continues with case number 5. Ahu da amalei lechavri, my boy is b'hayara. Then Reuven said to Shimon, what are you doing in my land? Amalei. And Shimon responds to Reuven, meplani zavinta v'chati shnei chazaka. I bought this land from Levi, and I already used the land for 3 years, and therefore I have a chazaka. And amalei. And Reuven responds to Shimon, Plani Gazlanahu, that Levi was a Gazlan, and therefore it's Chazok Sheini Mataina, and Omale, and Shimon responds to Ruvain, how can you say that you didn't think that I owned this land, but Isli Sadi, the Osis Beorta, Vermatli, Zili Zavna Nele, that I have Edim, that the night before I purchased this property from Levi, you actually came to me and you asked me to go and purchase this property for Levi on your behalf, and therefore we see that you knew that Levi owned this property and you actually wanted to buy it directly from Levi. And at this point of the Gemara feels that it is very different than the previous case where Reuven only gave an Eitzah to Shimon, as in that case Reuven could claim Hasheni Neichli Harishin Kosher Menu, but over here where Reuven wanted to actually expend money to buy this property from Levi, L'chir it seems clear that Reuven understood that Levi owned this property already, and that's why Reuven wanted to buy the property. And as Rashbam states, you should have went and taken away the property from Levi for free, and not wasting money by buying the property from Levi. And the Gemara continues that Omalei, that Reuven says back to Shimon, Amina is Bendinoi, that although it's true that I wanted you to buy the property on my behalf, but the reason why I want to pay money, because I knew that since Levi actually sold this property for me, therefore he would give you a good price, and therefore I felt I'd rather pay a little bit of money in order to be able to get back my property and not go through the hassle of having to take Levi to a dentaira. The Gemara tells us that Amrava and Rava said of an Inish to Zavandine that in a Chanami Reuven has a good claim, as it's normal for a person to go and try to get out of Dine Teira. And as Rashbam states, Adam Tom Sheinu Reitzel Liskoitet Afila Shaloi Asu Loitzim Isa Lital Shaloi Beloi Dino Machlekes Lepirish Rach Mefurish Amino Lemizban Dinoi Lichten Samarivais Chlema Aval Pishi Shali, that even though the Sada belonged to me, Enim Etzia Miyadai Beloi Merivis Vidinim, the only way that I would get it back from Levi is only by fighting with him, Ekna Isim Hadin and Vam Rivas Be'ilu Hamais Aval Pish Ika Arachali Ayin Sham. And the Gemara stated that Omalei V'Isli Sadi D'Asas Be'urta V'Armatli Zil Zavnin Ele, we explained the Gemara based on the Rashbam, however Ayin Rabbeinu Geshen that is Mashma Shimon actually said to Reuven that you actually came to me last night and you wanted to buy the Sada for me, and to that Reuven claimed that although it's true that I knew that you didn't own the Sada, but I felt instead of taking you to the Torah that I'll pay you something for the Sada in order to make sure that I don't have to take you to a Din Torah, Ayin Shem. And let's keep in mind that Rashbam actually learned Hasugya that Reuven claimed to Shimon that Levi stole this field from me, but Reuven did not actually bring Edim that Levi stole the field. And Taisus actually learns that our Gemara is talking about a case where Reuven brought Edim that Levi stole this field from him. And as Taisus states, Pirish Yeshli Edim Shugazlan, Vafilu Darbe Chadyema, and therefore even if Shimon would bring Edim that Levi used this field for one day, how Kaimalan the Gazlan Inlan Chazaka, therefore that wouldn't help Shimon, for like Pirish Akunches to Pirish, the Inla Edim Shosuba Mecha Filu Mechad, that we're talking about a case where Shimon doesn't have Edim that Levi actually was Machzik in the Sada for one day, and Lefi Rashbam, in this case, the Sule Avim Matitoyan Plani Gazlanahu, and then Reuven would not be able to claim that Levi stole this field, Mashma Sheretzel Farish Gazlanahu, then it must be that Rashbam explained Agamara that when Reuven claimed that Levi stole the field, Leshiesh Le Edim Shu Gazlan, Reuven did not have Edim that Levi was a Gazlan, and claim a Begeza Bola Kaka Biodai, and Levi stole this Kaka for me, and Taisus argues on this, Ve'in Lari, the Havalit Lasuki Kramask El, as if this is true, then the Gemara should have said a similar lesson to what the Gemara said earlier, like commodously the already do, that minoy lezavinte, etc. And therefore it must be that Reuven is not being soymech on Shimon's admission that he didn't buy the kaka from Reuven, and instead Reuven's taina is that I have edim that Levi stole this field, and therefore it's a chazaka she'ini mataina. And the Gemara continues with the sixth case, how the amalei lechavrei my boy is by ara. If Reuven says to Shimon, what are you doing in my field? Amalei, and Shimon responds to Reuven, miplani lezavinte v'chatishni chazaka, that I bought it from Levi and I already used the kaka for 3 years. And amalei, and Reuven responds to Shimon, but the kitna shtara, the zav leminei ha b'shnei, the lemaisa, I have a shtar that I bought the sada from Levi 4 years ago, and therefore it's impossible that you should buy the sada from Levi 3 years ago, as I already owned it at that point, and therefore it's a chazaka she'ini mataina, as even if it would be true that Levi actually sold this field to you 3 years ago, but Levi didn't have any right to sell it to you, as he didn't own it at that point, and potentially Levi defrauded you, potentially you have a claim against Levi to get your money back, but lemaisa, this is my field, and you need to leave my field. And the Gemara continues that Amalei, that Shimon responds to Reuven, Mi savish ne chazaka tlashni kamino, that when I said that I used the sada for the years of chazaka, I didn't mean that I only used the sada for 3 years, and shne chazaka tuva kamino, and when I said that I used the sada for the years of chazaka, I really meant to say that I used the sada for multiple years, and for example, I used the sada for 7 years, and therefore, even before you claim that you bought the sada from Levi, I already bought it from Levi 3 years prior to that, and therefore I already had a chazaka before you actually claim that you already bought the Sada from Levi. And since I lemaisa have Edim that already was machzik in the Sada for multiple years before you bought the Sada from Levi, therefore certainly I am the proper owner. As Rashbam states, Shnei Chazaka Tuva Kamina, Shekadim Lushtar Shel Chohabe, my Chazaka predated Yushtar by a lot of years, V'yeshli Edim, B'chol HaChazaka, Kedem Mufarash L'Kamon, and as we will see, that I also have Edim regarding all the years of Chazaka, Olofika Chamati Shnei Chazaka Stam, the reason I originally didn't say this, and I didn't say that I already used this Sada for 7 years, I only said that I used this Sada for Shnei Chazaka, Shlo Yisiyoide, Shehei L'Choshtar, Shel Abosh Onim, Shetzach Lutay Mufarash Shnei Chazaka Tuva. Since I didn't know your counterclaim yet, and I didn't know that you would claim that you actually bought the Sada 4 years beforehand from Levi, and I didn't know that you had a Shtar from Levi, therefore I didn't feel it relevant to actually claim that I already owned the Sada for multiple years. I only had to claim that I owned the Sada for the minimum amount of Chazaka in order to prove my ownership. And the Gemara states that Amrava, that in this case, Rava stated, Avidi Inish to call Shnei Tuva Shnei Chazaka, that even when a person has multiple years of Chazaka, it's normal for him to just say Stama, that I already used this field for the years of Chazaka, and not define how many years he actually used this property for. The Gemara continues and qualifies this din, Bahani Milu, the Achel Shevishnin, the Kadim Chazaka Dhai, Lishtar Dhach, that in the Chanami, that our case is specifically talking about a scenario where Shimon claimed to Reuven that even though you claim that you bought a Sada 4 years ago, and you have a shtar to prove that you bought a Sada from Levi 4 years ago, however, I already acquired a Sada from Levi multiple years ago, and I already had a Chazaka, and I used a Sada for 7 years, and therefore, by the time that you claim that you bought a Sada from Levi, I already was the Muchsik in this Kaka, and therefore, I have a right to the Kaka. And we continue on Daf Lamed Aleph from an Aleph, I was Shis in Lecham Chor Gedei Lemezu. However, if Shimon actually claims that I used this Kaka for 6 years, and therefore my Chazaka was not yet completed by the time that Levi sold this Kaka to you, so by the fact that Levi sold this Kaka within 3 years of when Shimon claimed that he bought this Sada from Levi, so it proves that Levi actually never sold the Kaka to Shimon, and that is why he sold to Reuven, in order to show Shimon that he never sold to him, and this was his way of making a Mecha get Shimon. And as Rashbam says, that the only time that we would say that Shimon has right to the Sada is only when he brought Edim that he actually used the Sada for 7 years. Certainly in that case, that after Shimon already used the Sada for 3 years, that certainly Levi had no right to sell the Sada to Reuven. However, if Shimon only has Edim that he used the Sada for 6 years, then certainly the din would be like the Ma'ara and like Reuven, that this would be the greatest mechah that Levi can make. And his way of performing a mechah was by selling this property to Reuven within 3 years of Shimon's claim to Chazaka. And therefore Shimon was on notice, and Shimon should have kept his shtar forever until he made sure that he went to a din Torah with Reuven, and he was able to prove that he already bought this property from Levi, and therefore by the fact that Shimon did not keep his shtar, so Shimon will lose out, and Shimon already had knowledge that potentially Reuven will claim that this Sada belonged to him, and certainly there's a call that Reuven bought this Sada from Levi 4 years ago. And the Ridva points out, and prior to even seeing his shtar, he actually said that I already used this field for the years of Chazaka, and he didn't bother saying that I used it for 7 years. And Ridva also points out, and really this is actually the way the story went. Even if Shimon would have claimed that I actually used the field for 3 years, and it was Mashman that he was dafkoi saying that I used it for 3 years, he could still say that I really used it for 7 years. And it's not clear if the Rashbam argues on this, as I am dizu b'maskel amar Rava oven inish dekari shnei tuva shnei chazaka, and the Rashbam states stam, and it seems the Rashbam is saying that it had to be they dafka said that I used this 40 years of chazaka, but he didn't specify that I used it for 3 years. And the Rashbam continues bin bolder to nachrakein the shnei chazaka tuva yosem agrim shanim in the choyz of a toyin tainis acheres lahachash tainis rishonis. And even though we hold the in advent toyin bebezdim the choyz of a toyin tainis acheres lahachash rishonis alahachat tainis rishonis nivsekadin, however here we don't consider that he's being choyz of a toyin, and hilkuki maisi sadi behind a Shtei Chazaka Tuva, Meminu Lei Sharei Lechaz V'Toyin, Ayin Shom, and we will stop over here.